Or you can, we got a snail mail address of P.O. Box 164, Kamiah, that's spelled K-A-M-I-A-H, looks like Kamiah, Kamiah, Idaho, 83536.
One more time.
P.O. Box 164, Kamiah, Idaho, 83536.
And the website where they can go is World Wide Web, themicroeffect.com.
Themicroeffect.com, yeah. They can go down there. There's a donation button.
I want to thank everybody for joining us. We will be back again Friday afternoon with My Perspective. Continue listening to The Micro Effect and stay tuned.
Attention. I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
www.themicroeffectlive.com.
Do not be distracted by the beautiful celebrities.
Themicroeffectlive.com.
Welcome to the internet, my friend. How can I help you?
Ooh, could that be email coming my way?
You have 1,200 messages.
It's on the book before it. Strong Women, Soft Hearts, and basically helps women look at the inner landscape of their heart. In the second book, especially, I'm helping women look at their disappointments, the dreams they had, and how that might be the invitation, actually, to something much richer and deeper in their spiritual life, which is better than their original dreams. That's
all
the
right,
premise
fine.
Of the book.
Of course, you talk a lot about the importance of women maintaining their morality and not simply giving in to people who want to exploit them, and really what a terrible effect that has on women's psychology, women's outlook and image of themselves.
Well, that is true. I think there's a kind of strength that is available to women who are rooted in God and the reality of Christ that is a different sort of strength than what you see in magazine covers as you wade out of the grocery line. So I think there's a real rootedness there. There's an ability to withstand the things that come against you that just can't be found on your own, so to speak.
And yet, of course, there's so much in our culture today, on television, in our music, and certainly even what is being taught in many schools and universities, and the attitudes of your peers, that anything goes, and, you know, the idea is to live it up while you're here.
Well, that's really true. And being a therapist, I see the aftermath of that, I guess you'd say. Sometimes when I speak on university campuses, I explain to women that basically I have come to tell them what women say in a therapist's office, you know, a month later, 6 months later, how they really look at their life in terms of just kind of giving in to the pressures that are around them, which are really enormous and probably unprecedented in history. But I think that a woman, you know, to withstand it all has got to find something deeper and richer than her own intellect and her own set of feelings.
And what you're basically saying is you can't do it on your own. You need the help of the Lord.
Yes, that's exactly right. And in the current climate, especially in this latest book, in Better Than My Dreams, I have really tried to help women look at the gap between, you know, what they expect out of life and what life can deliver them, and to recognize that gap really as this place where they are uniquely able to find God, to develop a real relationship with Him in the midst of it all, and you know, it's striking a chord out there with women.
I'm so glad. And this is really what we need. And, of course, this is the only thing that will really tend to hold marriages together as well. And, of course, you need a godly husband. If you marry a non-godly husband, boy, are you opening yourself for lots of problems.
That's true.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment with Paula. As we explore her books, and, of course, as a therapist, she sees the end result of women who've compromised their principles for popularity or perhaps thinking for love, and of course, then the tragedy that follows. We'll be back in just a moment with Paula.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, I guess it's Paula Reinhart, and she is a therapist. She deals with women, you know, who have compromised their principles and then live to regret it. But, of course, how really can a woman fulfill herself in the world we have today, where the traditional values that once people aspire to are like the remembrance of things past? How do you have a successful life in a world gone mad? So pick up the story, Paula, and you take it from there.
Well, that is a great way to phrase the question. How do you have a happy life, a satisfied life, really, in a world gone mad? And, you know, honestly, I think it's important as women and as Christians to kind of tell the truth about our life, so to speak, and to follow a line of truth. If we just live on the basis of our feelings, it will not take us very far. So the books that I have written, Strong Women, Soft Hearts, and Better Than My Dream, help a woman to kind of own where she is and what she longs for out of life, what she longs for in her relationship with God, and begin to invest in that, to find the richness that's really there.
All right, fine. Well, of course, now, are these applying to women who are married or not married or what, or both?
Really, it both of these books have done very well with women who are single and single or single again, and women who are married. They have kind of surprised me in the sense that they have also done well with kind of 20-something women. I think really the themes are universal. There's just, I don't meet women who don't have expectations and hopes and dreams for their life that somehow don't quite work out like their pictures in their mind. And so it both of these books go to a broad audience.
Well, of course, do most women really sort of dream of finding a wonderful husband and getting married, right, and having children and having a little house with a picket fence? Is that sort of what a lot of people would really like?
Well, I don't think many women would phrase it like that now, or there would be a whole lot more happening, so to speak, behind the picket fence. There's, you know, kind of a blossoming career path in the midst of it all, and I think most women want one enduring love, which has always been called marriage, so to speak, in the past, and so I think women actually probably want more in many ways than what women in the past have wanted. But given that we are living in a world that is fallen and not the way it's supposed to be, life does not deliver in many of those categories what we hope for.
Well, now, what about the career? Is this something that a lot of women want, or do a lot of women, or most women, really want to be, you know, wives and certainly, you know, raise their children, raise their family? Has the objective of women changed from, you know, at one time certainly just wanting to be a wife and a homemaker to, well, I want to have a career, and then I want to do these other things too?
Well, I think that women, there are more expectations put upon us, so to speak, than in the past. It's hard to spend 12 to 16 years of your life in a academic program without wanting to go out there and use that in some way, shape, or form. But that really is what makes it, I mean, that's part of what makes things so difficult, I think, for women this day and time, that you've still only got 24 hours in a day. So the theme that I hear a lot from women is the sense that they just can't do it all. They can't keep all those plates, you know, juggling in the air. And so especially in this book that I have just finished, Better Than My Dreams, I've really tried to help women explore what it is in the gospel that stabilizes their life, what it means to lean on the sovereignty of God, to experience the empathy of Christ, his presence in the midst of where they are, what it means to the freedom that is there really in kind of owning my shortcomings, that I don't have to live a world of pretense. And so I think it is actually the disappointment in it all that enables a woman to begin to taste that and find reality to it, where it's not just words anymore.
Well, what do you do when you have a choice between a career and a successful career? And many women are very good executives can be very successful in the business world. But then how do you possibly raise a family at the same time? That's a question that I'm sure must challenge many women who want it all, but can you really have it all?
Well, there are a few women out there who can juggle it all, but there are not many. And in many cases, it's the woman herself who pays a tremendous price for not being able to keep it all going. So you know, I can't say that I have written a book that looks at the pressures that women feel in terms of the marketplace or staying at home. Those are huge, huge questions for a woman to weigh out. I have really tried to write a book that helps a woman look a little bit deeper at the state of her own heart.
And, of course, you know, what then is the solution for her? Is it really just reliance upon the Lord for direction?
Well, I think what is really offered us in the richness of the gospel is multifaceted. You know, there's opportunity to enjoy relationships with each other on a level that we couldn't apart from really being loved and known by God. And there is the possibility of listening to God in such a way that we can find our little niche in it. This bigger picture of what he's doing out there, rather than feeling like indeed we have to take it all on. So there's an enormous amount of freedom that comes our way when we are able to, when we are really pressed into experiencing some of that. And the thesis to my book, Better Than Your Dreams, is that most of us don't get pressed into experiencing that without some disappointment in our life.
Well, of course, when you have that disappointment, then, of course, you tend to either blame yourself or blame God. And how do you deal with that?
Well, and the old expression is that you can become either bitter or better. And perhaps many of us have had our days in the world of bitter, but no one wants to live there. So at some point or the other, we have to learn to take our disappointment and basically bring it right as it is into the presence of God, who is not surprised or dismayed, and begin to walk through what we're actually feeling and experiencing as though God is there, because he is, and he's not waiting for us to kind of get it all back together again before he joins us in the middle of the mess.
Well, now, do you deal at all with the relationship between the mother and the child? Are you dealing primarily with the relationship between the mother and her environment, her husband, and her relationship to the Lord?
I'm dealing primarily, I'm talking with a woman mostly about the state of her own soul, basically. Not so much as she relates to her children or even a husband, if he is in the picture, but more helping her take stock of the expectations and the dreams that she's had, and how her life, what kind of path her life has actually taken, and what that means then in terms of having a real relationship or experience of God in the midst of it all.
And so what sort of response are you getting from women who've read your books?
Well, I'm getting really quite a good response from women. Many of my readers have done the book Strong Women, Soft Hearts in a group setting, and Better Than My Dreams is actually also aimed for a group setting, can be used very well in groups. But what readers tell me is that Better Than My Dreams is a much more personal and intimate book, and that's the part they have enjoyed the most about it.
In other words, they can see themselves in this situation.
Right, exactly. They can see themselves. They can see their own story in the midst of the stories that I've told there.
Well, you know, of course, you as a therapist, dealing with people. I mean, what do you do with somebody who comes to you who's not coming from a Christian point of view? What do you really have to offer them if they're not, if they don't know the Lord? I mean, life is tough and then you die. Life is futile in many respects. We live 70 years and we die. And if you don't know the Lord, how do you justify, even putting up with this this frustrating life we live?
Well, sometimes I would wonder that if a person doesn't know the Lord. But really, when you begin to talk on the subject of longings, what we all long for in life, that is universal. That's Christian, non-Christian. It dips belief beneath race or culture or age. It is kind of like the way we are programmed to long for love. And so this book, both these books address that.
Okay, fine. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Paula Reinhart. If you have any calls, any questions or comments, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Right here at Genesis.
Ted Anderson for Midas, December 18, 2007. Gold 890-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $825.08, $406.65 per half, $203.33 per quarter. That's $825.08, $406.65, and $203.33. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Paula Reinhart. She's an author. She's written a couple of books. Paula, where can people get your books?
They can get these books through Amazon.com or at major booksellers or Christian bookstores. They're especially Better Than My Dreams, which has come out the middle of October, the easily accessible book.
All right, Better Than My Dreams. And, of course, Paula has written them. She's a therapist. She deals with the tragedies that and problems that so many women face today in the very complex world that we live in. Well, if you're out there and you have a question for Paula, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Well, you know, certainly as far as this is concerned, today there's such a movement against Christianity. We see it at Christmas time. We see the organized effort to take Christ out of Christmas, and certainly we see these efforts, all the time to undermine and attack Christianity. What sort of response are you getting from your readers, in the face of this? Full press attack on Christianity and Christian beliefs. And incidentally, do we have a caller? I guess we don't. Anyway, what sort of a response are you getting? Because certainly Christianity is under attack today. And, of course, without Christianity, how can you really offer these women anything?
Well, I think this is the point in history for the body of Christ to live what Jesus preached and the way he lived, and that honestly, if we begin to do that, that it is just simply so it's so what people are starved for, that we won't have trouble gaining a hearing. And as we are kind of marginalized in our culture, and in some ways persecuted, for lack of a better word, it gives us the opportunity to really live what Jesus taught and what he preached, which, frankly, we just haven't done a very good job in, I don't know, the last number of decades.
Well, no, did you mention, did I misunderstand you, that your book seems to appeal to a lot of women even in their 20s. And, of course, they're the victims of the liberal education, the schools where they've taken God out of schools, and universities where they've taken God out of universities. I know, because I was the victim of that when I went to school. That was 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So what sort of response are you getting from the younger women?
Actually, it has kind of surprised me. I think there's just an enormous hunger out there. You can take prayer out of public school, and you can take open teaching about Christ out of universities, and it just really opens up a bigger hole and longing in the human heart. There's nothing to replace him with, really, and the emptiness just... kind of knocks around on the inside of a person. So I think for us as Christians, it's mostly a matter of how we live the message that we profess and the terms in which we talk about it, because there is a tremendous hunger, and Christ is what a person is looking for, but often they can't get past us as we present him to find Christ. So I would say that it, really my first book, Strong Women, Soft Hearts, especially found a hearing in, an amazing hearing really, in audiences of women who did not know Christ, but wondered what it was all about and how the claims of Christ actually spoke to their own heart and their own set of longings.
And so you really find that many of the women, even though they are the product of the liberal education, have this inherent longing for the stability which can only be found in the love of our Savior.
That is very true, and that's kind of why the title of the first book, Strong Women, Soft Hearts, is so appealing, because women do long for a strength that's more than just about being tough. And it's really kind of the strength that that Christ modeled, where the strength of his life was about his vulnerability and the fact that he was the Lamb of God, and yet he conquered. Out of his defeat, he won. And that's what we're invited into.
All right, fine. Do you have a website at all?
Yes, I do, very simply. PaulaReinhart.com.
What is it again?
PaulaReinhart.com.
PaulaReinhart.com. Well, we'll get back to that in just a moment after this next break. We'll welcome your calls at 1-800-259-5791. We all need something to cling to.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Paula Reinhart. Her website is Paula Reinhart. Is that .com or .org?
.com.
.com. And how do you spell Reinhart?
R-I-N-E-H-A-R-T.
R-I-N-E-H-A-R-T. Of course, you can Google her as I did and to get the exact spelling. But, of course, her books, you know, certainly have had an impact on many women's lives. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question or comment, 1-800-259-5791. And in your job as a therapist, do you find a large number of women who are just who just feel that their lives are a failure and they're just looking for the purpose of life?
I find a large number of women who indeed are looking for a purpose in life for that which transcends their own experience and kind of day-to-day humdrum, I guess you'd say, of it all. And I think a lot of women's anxiety and depression is about trying to find their place in it all and feeling so bombarded with the demands and the expectations of life out there at this point, the home and family, children. So, indeed, purpose is a huge question that women are asking this day and time.
Well, you know, of course, the raising of children, apparently your books don't necessarily deal with that, but I would think that, you know, with so many of our children and just in revolt against everything, that because, of course, there's no discipline in the schools and every effort is made to prevent our parents from disciplining children, I would think it would be a terrible, frustrating thing to try to raise children in this day and age.
Well, it does really require more from parents. There are not as many outside influences in our culture that offer the kind of support that used to be there. And so parents find that they are having to be really far more attentive to things with their children than you can't just kind of turn them out there in it and expect them to thrive. And there are many influences that are so counter to the ones that you you want to underscore and develop in your own children.
Well, of course, you talk about the importance of a relationship with Christ, with God, to sustain women. But, you know, certainly the message and the music of so many of our churches has changed. And you know, this must be extremely difficult for people brought up in the traditional forms of Christianity as they see what's happening, the changes in Christianity.
Well, it is indeed very different than what it was. And I guess there's always a question out there in terms of what part of music in our day and time is worth and appropriate to express in really a context of the body of Christ.
And, you know, I certainly, unfortunately, I've been around long enough that even though the church may change, it's not going to change my attitude towards it at all. But, you know, I think for a lot of young people, as they begin to see the message and the approach to Christianity changing from one of preaching the gospel to one of it providing entertainment on Sunday morning, I would think it would be very, very disillusioning for many of the young people going there, many of the more mature people going there as well.
Well, that's really true.
Now, what about the relationship between the women and their husbands? Do you stress that at all in your books?
Well, there are many stories and examples that work off of the whole question of a woman's marriage and her most intimate relationship, what it means to actually have some kind of intimacy there. I would not say neither of these books are about developing a marriage per se, but more about looking at that relationship as one that is a major place in life where we also develop expectations and may experience disappointment. I think of marriage as being really a three-party affair, so to speak, and that Christ is really present there. And so if I am disappointed in my relationship with my husband, there really is someone else to turn to. And I think that's the main difference in a Christian marriage and just two people who happen to get married. It's very hard to make that work long term with just two people and my, all our shortcomings. But so it makes a tremendous difference in the context of a Christian marriage that there is really someone to turn to, and when you encounter really what is inevitable in terms of disappointment.
Well, I remember my minister, who's a very wise man, once saying that, you know, and my wife often reminds me of this, saying that, you know, if you're having trouble with your husband or your wife, the problem is not with your husband or your wife. The problem is with your relationship with God. And I really look back on that. I think it was probably one of the most profound statements I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's true in the sense that, an intimate relationship like that is kind of a mirror of my own longing for God. And, you know, so I've got to find a way to really seek and experience God in the midst of the good times in a close relationship and the bad times.
Especially in the bad times.
That's
when you need him the most. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. Our guest is Paula Reinhardt, who's a therapist, but she's also an author and has written a couple of books. And certainly these apparently are doing quite well. Did the first book do as well as the second one, do you think?
Actually, the first book has done, of course, it's been out there longer, but it has sold probably a good 60,000 copies and has had quite a ministry, especially in small groups, women small groups who have used it for study material.
Well, that's wonderful, and I'm sure it's very rewarding to you to know that you can actually touch the lives of people, you know, with your writing. And certainly I always enjoy the thought that sometimes something that I have written will be judged worthwhile reading by other people.
Mm-hmm. That's very humbling, actually.
Yeah, it really is. But it's a real calling, too. And, of course, I often find when I'm writing that it's almost as if God is giving me the words to put down there in the paper and the message that I'm to put over. Because sometimes I never know how my monthly newsletter is going to end when I begin with it. But it always ends just as it should end, and I don't take any credit for that, not necessarily myself. Well, you know, Chris, as you do this, do you actually utilize your books in your practice at all? Do you try to get the people who are coming to see you to read the books for additional information?
Well, I probably should do a better job of that. Sometimes I will Xerox a chapter for a woman, but I hate to... you know, make her feel that I'm pushing something on her. So usually I don't do very much of a tough sell there, even though I think it might be helpful to a woman. But it's just there's a kind of fine line there in offering something or using my position to over-suggest to someone. I do think that really reading in the life of any of us who want to become who we think somehow God means for us to be, that reading is just a huge part of it, because it's like having someone walk alongside of us, and it's like having a coach come through in a personal way. And so that's really why I believe in the ministry of writing, because I believe in the ministry of reading.
Well, yes, I think that reading is so important. The tragedy is so many people seem to be so consumed with watching television or having a good time that so few people really read today. In fact, when you have a very large book, it almost intimidates people, and people will not take on a very large book to read unless they're really totally dedicated. Do you find that... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say that is true. I think people read less than what they used to. Life has just gotten too busy, too full, really.
Well, I certainly write a lot of very, very short things or put together pamphlets, because I don't think I can get them to read the large book, and then I really don't have time to write a large book either. But do you find that many of the people come to you because they've read your books or heard of you through your books?
Occasionally that happens. It surprises me, really. They will track me down, which really I think says a lot about how desperate many women feel, many people feel, really, to find someone they think will listen to them and who cares about their story. So it is a bit of a different experience on my end to have someone who's read what I wrote and then I meet them later. It always reminds me of Paul's words where he said that his fear was that the people who that he was writing to would find that his words were impressive, but his personal appearance was unimpressive. His words were great, but his personal appearance was unimpressive. And so that's always the fear, I think, of your words preceding actually meeting someone.
Well, I think it's really what a wonderful opportunity you have to touch people's lives. Of course, there's so many practitioners out there, and certainly people in your field in psychology and counseling, who are not Christians. And I often wonder, what do they really have to offer anyone? I mean, if you can't offer them a relationship with the Lord, and the idea that there are absolutes, there is a right, there is a wrong, you want to bring yourself into alignment with what the Lord would have you do for your life, and there's forgiveness there for the sins that we've all created. I sometimes wonder what the secular counselor can possibly offer people.
Well, it's frankly much harder work, I think, because you can only go so far. It's really what's generated in that room between those two people. And most people come into a counseling situation because they are looking for something beyond themselves. And they are in search of God without even realizing it. So I would have to say that I do not envy anyone trying to really get into the trenches of somebody's life without being able to point them to Christ, because that He is the one that we are so hungry for.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, Sydney, what thoughts would you like to leave with our listeners today?
Well, I would like to encourage people who are listening to allow their lives, once Christmas is over, to slow down and to take stock and to begin to assess what's happening in their own lives and their own heart, and to seek God from that place. The premise of my book is that the gospel is just much richer, much deeper, and more to be experienced than what we give it credit for.
Well, I think that certainly the Bible holds, it's been around for even longer than the 2,000 years, because the Old Testament was there long before Christ walked the hills of Galilee.
Mm.
And certainly, and yet, of course, there's eternal truth there that certainly offer hope. They offered hope to the people of the Judea long before, during the Roman occupation. They offered certainly hope to Christians today. And the question is how we can get this message out to people. And of course, certainly it's going to be ridiculed by the television personalities, ridiculed by so many of the books that are available and the newspapers. But the truth is still there, and if we can just get it to people, they will recognize it and really can transform their lives, don't you think?
Oh, very much so. There's no one who transforms a life like Christ, and he is the one in whom we will live and move and have our being, and there is no way to really experience who we are or what we're meant to give apart from him.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you're able to write the books and touch women's lives across America. 60,000 copies for your first book, for a Christian book founded in Christianity, and recommending that, that Christ is the answer to people's problems. I mean, I think that's an amazing accomplishment. How have you gotten the books out and got them read so widely?
Well, I'm honestly not sure. Thomas Nelson has done a good job of marketing, but in reality, books take off because women are touched by them and they mention a book to someone else. And I know certainly Strong Women, Soft Hearts spread by word of mouth in a tremendous way, and my hope is that Better Than My Dreams will as well.
Well, of course, your first book got a nice write-up up on Amazon from various people who commented and put in their book reviews. So that certainly has an impact as well. Amazon's a wonderful way to get books out.
Mm-hmm. It is.
We've only got just 2 minutes now before we've got to let you go. So, once again, let's get out your website and then where people can get your books.
Well, my website is very simply paulareinhart.com, and that's R-I-N-E-H-A-R-T. And the books can be gotten very easily over Amazon or at Barnes & Noble or Borders, some of the major bookstores, as well as major Christian bookstores. Especially this latest book, Better Than My Dreams, can be gotten easily that way.
All right, fine. And what will they find if they go to your website?
They will find descriptions of the books, my speaking schedule, and an interview or so. They also can download an 8-day devotional that many women have really enjoyed. It's called A Journey of the Heart, and it's just simply 8 days of material that works out to be a great devotional time.
All right, fine. And of course, certainly this is something that everybody needs to get away from the cares of life. Well, Paul, I really want to thank you so very much for being with us. I think you've done a great service, and it's been a real pleasure having you here.
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed being with you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
And we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program here on Genesis.
Folks, Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair, and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445. And let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445. Or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is, Miss Reinhardt and Paula Reinhardt. We really enjoyed having her with us. Well, this is the time when we really have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We depend upon those of you out there in the listening audience to help us, you know, as we reach out 5 hours a day, 4 hours a day on shortwave, 5 hours a day on the Internet, on radio stations someplace, where 4 hours a day on our Telstar 5 satellite and on numerous other satellites. We have almost 60 outlets every single week where people are going to have an opportunity to hear the truth that they're not going to get through other channels, and that is that we are involved in a spiritual battle, and there really are secret societies out there, there really are secret organizations, there really is a secret agenda. The ultimate goal is to create a world government, a new world order, a new world religion, and a new world leader. And, of course, that will be a disciple of Lucifer. People don't understand that there are literally millions of people in this country and throughout the world who worship a different God. And they're communing with that different God. And that God gives them all sorts of advantages and power and wealth and sex and drugs and certainly fame. And many of these people have great fame. If you go down through the ages, you'll find that many of our great philosophers and political leaders and certainly even many of our scientists have been disciples of this other God. Thomas Edison, the great man who developed so many things, he was actually a theosophist. He would go into a meditation and he would come up with these wonderful ideas like the electric light and the motion picture. And Thomas Edison was deeply involved in the occult, as was his good friend Henry Ford, which is why Henry Ford financed Adolf Hitler and helped build the plants over there, and then did exactly the same thing with the communists. Why? Because the foundation of both communism and Nazism is in the occult. And until you understand that, nothing makes sense. You need, of course, to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my new talk, The Forbidden Secret. It's on a DVD, and it comes with a syllabus if you want to get it. You want to get the 4-tape set, The Secret, Behind the Secret, which takes you into Rhonda Byrne's Law of Attraction, which has been featured twice on Oprah Winfrey and once on Larry King, and is put out by many, many of our leaders here, Jack Canfield's Chicken Soup for the Soul books. Jack Canfield will tell you that this is the secret to his success, and I really believe that's true. And if you want to know the truth, there really is success and fame and fortune there available to people who access the secret, but unfortunately, eternity is an awful long time. And if you get involved with this, you'll spend eternity in Hades just as sure as God made little green apples. And understand that there really are people who've given themselves to the dark side. If you have not heard or seen the videos we carry, actually, they're on DVD, most of them as well, entitled They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, will take you into the music industry, and many of these people are deeply involved in the occult. Well, then, of course, we do hope that many of you will certainly want to get the other material that we carry on the supernatural. There's a 4-tape set on the supernatural, and we recommend the book The Beautiful Side of Evil with that. We have a 4-tape set on the wisdom of Malachi Martin, who is a Jesuit priest, and his book entitled Hostage to the Devil, because, of course, these are about exorcisms where demonic beings actually take over the body and personality of human beings. Understand there is another dimension there, and, you need to know about it, but you sure don't want to access it. Our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. I'm coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, well, of course, our guest this afternoon was to have been Mr. James Tucker, who spent probably 20 or 30 years as a newspaper reporter, and then he, of course, went to work for the Spotlight newspaper, and he learned about the Bilderbergers. Now, as a newspaper reporter, he thought he knew most of the power organizations in the world. He had never heard of the Bilderbergers. And, well, for the last 20 years or more, he has, of course, been tracking them down wherever they meet throughout the world, because the Bilderbergers is certainly one of the most important and dangerous organizations in the world today. And so let's give you a little of the background until Mr. Tucker does come with us. Basically, the Bilderbergers was formed back in 1954 at a place called the Bilderberger Hotel in the Netherlands at the behest of Prince Barnhart of the Netherlands. Now, you must understand that the royalty of Europe, they sometimes refer to them as the Black Nobility, many of them interrelated. They are people of great wealth and great power and great ruthlessness. And certainly today, why you'll find that, for instance, that Royal Dutch Shell is pretty well owned by the Dutch royal family. And it was Prince Barnhart of the Netherlands who organized group back in 1954. Barnhart, of course, did have a history of being associated with the Nazis. But, of course, most people don't understand that the entire Nazi movement was funded by the West. It was funded by people in Great Britain. It was funded by people here in the United States. In fact, even George Bush's grandfather, Prescott Bush, his law firm was indicted for working with Adolf Hitler and the Nazis during the Second World War. So the royalty of Europe certainly has never been loyal to their own countries, but the internationalist dream, and you'll find the royalty of Europe working with such organizations as the Club of Rome, which is somewhat a parallel organization to the Bilderbergers, only the Club of Rome is primarily people in Europe, just as the Bilderbergers is primarily people in Europe and the United States. The Trilateral Commission is primarily people from the United States, from Europe, and from Asia, and the Council on Foreign Relations is the American counterpart of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which has branches in all the Commonwealth countries. But the Council on Foreign Relations is an American organization, which really, for all intents and purposes, is America's invisible government. In fact, the Secretary of State always comes from the Council on Foreign Relations is the director of the CIA and the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. Almost always will come from the membership rules of the Council on Foreign Relations, and they control the State Department, and they determine American foreign policy. And their goal is a subversive goal. They want to destroy the United States and destroy our sovereignty. And the average American doesn't understand that these are subversive organizations that wield the power of our federal government. They control the CIA, they control the FBI, they control certainly the entire structure of our government, but they can't let the American people know that they are a subversive organization. And what they would do is do away with the sovereignty of our nation, to do away with the freedom of the American people, and merge us into a new world order, the new world religion, and, of course, the new world leader. We'll be back in just a moment here as we begin exploring the Bilderberg Organization that was organized in 1954. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and we're going to have Mr. James Tucker as our special guest this afternoon, and Mr. Tucker has been tracking down the Bilderbergers for 20 years. In fact, there's nobody in the United States, I think, that is certainly knows more about the Bilderbergers than James Tucker does. He works for the America Free Press at the present time, but for one reason or another, why he wasn't able to be with us. So we're hoping he'll be calling in, but if he doesn't, why, of course, we're going to be, talking about the Bilderbergers. And we will welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, if you are the average American, you probably never heard of the Bilderbergers, one of the most powerful organizations of the world, and the reason you don't hear about it is because the people who control the major media in the United States, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, the major media outlets, have concealed the existence of this organization from you. In fact, David Rockefeller actually, some 15 years or so ago, actually thanked the members of the media for concealing the truth about this organization. David Rockefeller was at the initial meeting of the Bilderbergers some 53 years ago when they met at the Bilderberger Hotel in the Netherlands, and has attended almost every meeting since then. David Rockefeller is certainly probably the single most powerful man in the United States, having been the vice chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations for 10 to 15 years, the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations for 15 years. And then, of course, he is the honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations today. David Rockefeller organized the Trilateral Commission, and David Rockefeller was one of the founding members of the Bilderbergers, these three most powerful organizations, really, as far as we know, in the world today. Now, there are other secret organizations working behind the scenes that are even more powerful, but if you read the material that's up on the Internet, you'll find out that the Rockefeller Foundation would appear, at least according to the material on the Internet, to be among the major funders of such organizations as the Lucius Trust. You can go to their website at lucistrust.org and learn about them. They used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. They are a Luciferian organization that is in contact with beings from the other dimension, and they have headquarters in New York, in Geneva, in London, and they're financed by some of the most wealthy and powerful men in the world. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we were going to talk about the Bilderberger Organization, and there are probably only maybe 125, 150 people who attended the meetings, and most of them don't attend regularly. Certainly there's a small cadre like David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski and the people, of course, from Exxon and from Royal Dutch Shell and from Chevron and from British Petroleum, and the major bankers and the major people who own the major media who attend every meeting of the Bilderbergers as they hold secret meetings at secret spots throughout the world on a yearly basis. And then there are other people who are just invited occasionally. There was a young man who was invited to a meeting in 1992. His name was Bill Clinton. and he was picked to become the next president of the United States. Of course, they're not always that successful. Back in 2004, they picked a young man named Edwards, John Edwards. Of course, he was going to be running for the presidency when he failed. Why, of course, John Kerry, who was nominated, the Democratic nominee, obviously was given orders, and Edwards became his vice presidential candidate. Of course, he's running for the presidency again this year with the full support of the Bilderberger organization. You must understand that these are the kingmakers. They determine who the presidential candidates ordinarily will be. First, in 2004, both presidential candidates came from the same secret society, Skull and Bones, John Kerry, who incidentally was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and Skull and Bones. Poor old George Bush never was allowed in the council, but he was Skull and Bones because his father before him and his grandfather before him were Skull and Bones. And, of course, when George Bush was asked about Skull and Bones by one of the commentators, Tim Russert asked both George Bush and John Kerry on different occasions about the membership in the Skull and Bones, and both people gave the same answer. Why, the organization's so secret we can't discuss it. Well, if it's so secret it can't be discussed, you have to ask where their loyalty is. Is it to the United States and our Constitution and the preservation of our freedom? Or is it to the secret society they joined at Yale University, where they pledged their loyalty to Lucifer? And if you doubt that is the case, let me suggest you go to the website WilliamHKennedy.com. WilliamHKennedy.com, and you'll see their video recordings that were taken at great risk to the man who took them, of the initiation to Skull and Bones, where the initiate bows before Lucifer and pledges his allegiance. That's WilliamHKennedy.com, and of course they have a great deal about the Bilderbergers too, and about the corruption, the immorality, the pedophilia, the depravity of the Bilderberger organizations, which is well known throughout Europe and hardly known at all here in the United States. In fact, we carry a book on the Bilderbergers written by Daniel Estulin, which has sold millions of copies throughout the rest of the world, and they had great difficulty getting it even published here in the United States. We do carry the book. We've recommended it. Daniel Estulin is an American, but he lives in Spain. And, of course, he has been researching the Bilderbergers for many years. There's only a few people who have really researched them, and certainly Daniel has, James Tucker has, and Alex Jones has done a very good job on researching the Bilderbergers, certainly not to the extent that the others have, but he, in his very excellent DVD, which we do carry, called Endgame. Why, of course, Alex Jones goes into the background and he interviews of the Bilderbergers. He interviews both Mr. James Tucker, who was to have been our guest today, Daniel Estulin, and a few other people who have researched the Bilderbergers. And these are the most powerful men in the world, and they make decisions that are going to influence our lives. In fact, Daniel Estulin says that at the recent meeting, the Bilderbergers were actually talking about a murdering Congressman Ron Paul, who's running for office for the presidency, and having him killed if he looked like he might get the nomination. Would they really do that sort of thing? Of course they would, because these people are above the law. They control the wealth of most of the world. They are the bankers of the world, the people who control the media of the world, the people who control the governments of the world, the people who certainly are the ones who control the intelligence agencies. And you must understand that these people are a law unto themselves, totally immoral. David Rockefeller has been a member of the Bilderbergers since 1954 and has attended virtually every one of the meetings, along with later on when he hired Zygmunt Brzezinski in the 70s to organize the Trilateral Commission. And this, of course, is the financial and political leaders of the United States, of Europe, and of Asia. And, of course, there's only about 80 members in the United States. One of them, well, he used to be Dick Cheney, was a member of the Trilateral Commission. But when you go into political office, why, you have to give up your position. But don't you worry about Dick Cheney. Lynn Cheney, his wife, took his position with the Trilateral Commission. And, of course, but the organizations all center around the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and a small number of families that really control the wealth of the world. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment or anything you'd like to bring up about the Bilderbergers or a question about the Bilderbergers. But they have been able to conceal the existence of their organization for over 50 years. Now, I will admit that I think within the last 2 years, there have been a few articles in the American media about the Bilderbergers. You'll find the articles in the foreign media, but totally blacked out the United States. The last thing they want the American public to realize is that our electoral process is fraudulent. They control the leadership of both political parties. And, of course, they, as Professor Quigley says so well in his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and Professor Quigley was totally in sympathy with these elitists. He himself considered himself an elitist. He had been professor at Georgetown University, but before that he was a professor at Harvard and at Princeton, and it was at Georgetown, of course, he had his most famous student, a man named Bill Clinton, who actually named Professor Quigley as one of his mentors when Bill Clinton accepted the Democratic nomination for the presidency on July 14, 1992. And in that acceptance speech, Professor Bill Clinton certainly acknowledged the influence Professor Quigley had had on his life. Well, Professor Quigley, in his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, which was actually suppressed for a good period of time because the last thing the establishment wanted was for the American people to learn the truth. On pages 1247 and 1248, Professor Quigley talks about our electoral process and how we basically need two political parties which are just about the same so that every 4 years that people can go to the polls and vote the scoundrels out. Or vote the rascals out, but nothing is going to change because the same policies, both political parties will have the same policies, and you can see that today in the debates. They never talk about globalism because the leaders of both political parties oppose globalism, and the only person who opposes globalism is Congressman Ron Paul, and you will never hear about Congressman Ron Paul because he is not certainly accepted by the establishment. In fact, he opposes the establishment. In fact, he believes in the Constitution and in limiting the power over our lives and individual freedom. He even would like to do away with the Federal Reserve System, which, of course, has created an economic system that is about to collapse. And when it does, literally everybody in this audience is going to lose everything financially they have that's tied to the dollar, whether it be your insurance, whether it be your pension fund. Why would you lose your insurance? Well, because, of course, the dollars that you have there will be worthless. And, they, of course, you may have a million-dollar insurance policy on yourself. But if you go to Rhodesia today, $1 million won't buy you, you know, three slices of bread. I mean, that's the way the situation is. They've destroyed the value of the currency in Rhodesia, and incidentally, that is the government that was imposed on Rhodesia by your State Department, which is controlled by the same people who control the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and the Club of Rome. And they're in the process of destroying the value of our currency through the Federal Reserve System today. And unless, of course, we do away with the Federal Reserve and get back to a solid currency that has value, why, of course, you're going to lose your pension fund. You'll get dollars, but they won't be worth anything. You're going to lose your insurance policies. You're going to lose money that is in bonds or annuities or in the bank. Anything tied to the dollar will be lost, and I fear that many, many people will lose their homes, their jobs, their cars, everything. But this is what always happens when you have a fiat money system, and that's exactly what we have in the United States, and that's what Congressman Ron Paul wants to get rid of, and why the members of the Bilderbergers, at least according to Daniel Estulin, who's written the book on the Bilderbergers, why the Bilderbergers have suggested that Congressman Ron Paul will have to be murdered if it looks like he might win the candidacy. And I would just simply quote that I live in a very, very liberal town, Santa Cruz, And yet if you go downtown in Santa Cruz, you'll find on street corners people with great big signs pushing the candidacy of Congressman Ron Paul. And these are young people, victims of a liberal education. They're college students. But, of course, Congressman Ron Paul espouses what we all espouse, and that is individual freedom. And, of course, he wants individual freedom under God, being a godly individual, but he doesn't talk about it like some of the other candidates who are trying to use Christianity and, of course, Buffalo, the American people, and to think that they're really dedicated Christians. Well, you have to understand that there really are these powerful secret societies that have been able to conceal their existence. Fortunately, you can go up on the Internet and read about the Bilderbergers, but if you want to trust your local newspapers or Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Brian Williams to tell you about the Bilderbergers, you'll never hear them mentioned because, of course, these people are paid fabulous salaries not to reveal the truth, but to conceal the truth from the American public. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we're really going to have open lines because we don't seem to find Mr. Tucker with us. We'd hope Mr. Tucker, who knows a great deal about the Bilderbergers, would be with us today. But if you analyze the Bilderbergers, the people who control the great fortunes of the world belong. The people who control the great industries, you know, of the world are there. And there are not that many of them. Probably at the average meeting, there will be 125 to 150 and a small cadre that attend all the meetings, and then people who are just invited once or twice or three times. And then if it's found that they certainly are not productive, or certainly they begin to lose their fortunes or their prestige, why, of course, they are no longer asked back again. Of course, there's a very, very small group who determines who will attend, and they are very selective in who they ask. And of course, the places where they hold their meetings are heavily guarded, and you'll find the military will be there, the police will be there, the sheriff's office will be there, and nobody is allowed in those hotels. Well, for some reason or other, there have been a few members of the Bilderbergers who have been willing to get the information on who attended the meetings, and, of course, what was said to both Daniel Estulin and to Jim Tucker, who was to be our guest today. Now, I do not know whether they're putting out accurate information or not. I suspect that the list of the people who attend the meetings is accurate. It may very well be that they are feeding James Tucker and Daniel Estulin faulty information so that they will not really know what goes on within the meetings. There's no way of telling. Why would anybody who's part of the Bilderbergers want to risk their lives by getting the information out? Daniel Estulin claims that they've actually tried to kill him. They followed him, and of course we know that they've certainly done everything they could to harass James Tucker as he's tried to track down the Bilderbergers. But he's always been able to find out where they were having the meetings, and I'm sure he's been giving that information from people on the inside, those that are feeding him information. Is it accurate? We will never know. I will tell you that these people are truly diabolical. They care nothing for human lives. They would kill anybody that they wanted to because these people are above the law. These people, of course, I believe serve a different God. And, of course, when you get into the background of the pedophilia and the homosexuality and, of course, the immorality of the members of the Bilderbergers and, of course, so many of the other similar organizations like the Bohemian Grove and the Council on Foreign Relations, and then you get into the background of the Trilateral Commission, and you realize that these people are totally immoral. In fact, it was the Rockefeller Foundation that back in the 1940s was funding Alfred Kinsey and his fraudulent sex research, and the reason they did that was because they wanted to use this so-called scientific experiment and study to change the morality of our nation and bring about sexual promiscuity and to glorify homosexuality and to destroy the moral structure of our society. And that's covered in a book called Foundations, their power and influence. It's available from Radio Liberty, but we've kept that in print for many years. You must understand that these people are totally immoral. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this evening was to have been James Tucker, but he wasn't able to make it, so it's really open lines. We're talking about the Bilderbergers. We're talking about the power structure that rules the world. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And, of course, the people within the Bilderbergers are the people who control the media, are the people who control the banks and oil and major corporations, and the people, of course, who control the government. Of course, David Rockefeller has been a member of the Bilderbergers since the inception of the organization 53 years ago, and he's attended literally every meeting. He's, of course, later on brought Henry Kissinger into the group, and then Zbigniew Brzezinski, and then, of course, a small cadre of these people of great wealth. But what people who've talked about the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission have all missed is the very obvious, and that is the occult background behind them. If you look at the original logo of the Trilateral Commission that was established by Zbigniew Brzezinski at the behest of David Rockefeller, the original logo was three intertwining sixes, 666. You go up on their website today, trilateral.org, and if you look very carefully, you'll see three arrows joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. But if you look at the arrows very carefully, you'll at the inner side of them, you'll find that they're sixes, that they represent sixes. Once again, 666. If you read the book, The Aquarian Conspiracy, which goes into the background of the worldwide occult movement that has literally millions of people associated. I mean, it's a very revealing book. We think everybody should read it. We actually quote Marilyn Ferguson in some of my newsletters, and if you want the quotations, well, you can go up on the Internet and simply Google in Radio Liberty, Marilyn Ferguson, or Radio Liberty, Aquarian Conspiracy. You'll get the quotations from Marilyn, when she tells you that this vast network throughout the world that is dedicated to the transformation of the society. And she's really right. But what's significant, if you read her book, she'll tell you that Zbigniew Brzezinski, now remember, that's the man that David Rockefeller picked to form the Trilateral Commission. She will tell you that Zbigniew Brzezinski's philosophy is very, very similar to their philosophy. And, of course, I believe it is, because, of course, the purpose of the Trilateral Commission is the one-world government, the one world religion, and of course the one world leader. And of course this is exactly what has always been the goal of people who worship Lucifer, and until people understand that, nothing makes sense. And of course the people within the Trilateral Commission are always working towards this ultimate goal, the new world order, the new world religion, the new world leader. Our telephone number is, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our regularly scheduled guest is not here. We would love to hear from you. If you have any thoughts, if you know anything about the Bilderbergers, if you're concerned that there are these secret societies out there. Of course, people can read today about the Council on Foreign Relations. It's mentioned very commonly in the media, but you go back 20 years, it was never mentioned. And, of course, it's never mentioned by the communists, and yet this is the very organizations the communists are always talking about, you know, this so-called military-industrial complex that rules the country. But as you get into it, you find that these are the people who fund the communist movement, and they funded it for years. In fact, you read the book we carry, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. I referred to it before. Talked about how the Rockefeller Foundation funded Kinsey's research in an effort to bring immorality into our nation and to destroy the moral fabric of our society. But in that book, Foundations, Their Power and Their Influence, They talk about how the Rockefeller Foundation, Carnegie Foundation, and Ford Foundation had funded the communist movement in America. Why would these people be funding communism? Doesn't communism want to redistribute the wealth of the wealthy? Of course it doesn't. They want to distribute your wealth and bring you under control. But the wealthy, of course, are going to be the ones who control the whole thing from the top. And actually, they had, for all intents and purposes, a communist revolution in Mexico in the late 1920s and early 1930s. And, of course, Mexico today has more billionaires than any country in the world outside of the United States. Why? Because they have a communist type of society, a ruling elite, and then everybody else enslaved. And they, of course, they have a small middle class. That's the military and the police. That's to keep everybody else in line. But that's how Mexico works today, and that is how America will work when, of course, the New World Order is established. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and had hoped to have somebody here to talk about the Bilderbergers, but since we can't have him, why, it's just going to be you and me. So if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. What people do not understand is that there at the Bilderberger meetings, they make very definite decisions as to what's going to happen. And, of course, one of the things that Daniel Estulin had said, at least his informant within the Bilderbergers had told him, was that they did not want an invasion of Iran. They did not want an invasion of Iran. And here, just a couple of weeks ago, suddenly we have an intelligence National Intelligence Estimate, NIE, comes out and says that Iran is no longer a threat, never was a threat, that they do not have a program to build a nuclear bomb. And, of course, it's not true at all. We know that Iran is trying to enrich uranium so that they can use it in a nuclear bomb. Of course, they say they're going to use it for civilian purposes. But, ladies and gentlemen, the Russians have built a nuclear plant for Iran. And, of course, they are supplying the nuclear fuel rods for the nuclear plant, which is just being completed in Iran today. So if the Iranians can get nuclear fuel, which is, of course, uranium, enriched uranium, from the Russians, why are they trying to learn how to enrich uranium? They can buy it. They don't actually have to get it if it's only for peaceful purposes. And, of course, the answer is, of course Iran is trying to develop a nuclear bomb. After all, the Chinese to the east of them have a nuclear bomb. The Russians to the north of them have a nuclear bomb. The Pakistanis to the south of them have a nuclear bomb. And, of course, their enemies in Israel have a nuclear bomb. Of course the Iranians are enriching uranium today so they can build a nuclear bomb. The National Intelligence Estimate, NIE, that was released here 2 weeks ago was simply, of course, to delay the attack on Iran. And, of course, probably part of that came out of the decisions made by the Bilderberger at the last meeting that Iran was not to be attacked. Well, I think Iran will be attacked probably at some later date, because there are powerful spiritual forces that want to plunge the United States into a war with Iran and with the Muslim world. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and I hope our producer will try Mr. Tucker's room one more time back there in Virginia and see if we can reach him. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. We invite your calls because, for all intents and purposes, it's open lines. And we're talking about the Bilderbergers, but if you have something else you want to bring up, we'd be glad to talk to you about it. But the Bilderbergers is one of the most powerful organizations in the world today, and yet the average American has never heard of it. And only within the last year or two has there been any articles published in the United States that even mentioned it. There was one article in the New York Times that mentioned the Bilderbergers once or twice, and I think another article in the Washington Post mentioned the Bilderbergers once or twice, but other than that, why any mention of the Bilderbergers is totally blacked out here. Although you can go to Canada and get articles on it, you can go to Europe and get articles on it. People in these other countries know about it. The book, which is written by Daniel Estulin, which we carry, called The Bilderbergers, has sold millions of copies, at least 1.5 million copies in Europe, last thing we heard, and could not get any major publisher in the United States to carry it. Why? Because they don't want you to know about these secret organizations. Because, of course, these secret organizations all tie into the occult. And the last thing they want you to understand is that there is a force behind these people of great wealth. In fact, many of these people have gotten their great wealth because they've made an agreement with supernatural forces and supernatural beings. A lot of people look at you askance when you talk about supernatural beings, and yet, if you read the Bible will tell you to avoid mediums and fortune tellers and diviners and people who are in touch with this other dimension. Why? Because God realized, of course, it was there, but he didn't want his people to be in touch with it because he realized, of course, people would be lured by all the promises that you can get, and certainly the mediums in touch with the other dimension, the fortune tellers in touch with the other dimension, the diviners in touch with the other dimension, had supernatural power. And it's not imaginary, it's real. It was real at the time. It was real at the time of the Bible. It's real today. In fact, there was a program on NBC called The Medium. It was the story of a woman named Dubois, and she was a beautiful woman with three wonderful children, but she was a medium, and she would help the district attorney catch the bad guys. And it was a wonderful program, ran for 3 or 4 years, very, very popular. But it was based upon a real story of a woman named Alison Dubois, who was a medium, who was in contact with the other dimension, who could help the district attorney, you know, catch the bad guys. Not imaginary, it's real, this sort of thing goes on. Everything will be done, of course, poo-poo it and try to convince you it doesn't exist, but it really does exist. These supernatural forces are out there, and it's not simply the mediums and the fortune tellers and the diviners that are in touch with them, but many of the people of great wealth and great power down through the ages have been in touch with them, because this was the secret of the mystery religions that was passed down through the centuries. And, of course, is manifested today, not only in Masonry and Theosophy and Rosicrucians, but in certain of the leaders of the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Club of Rome and the Trilateral Commission. And that's why the emblem of the Trilateral Commission is three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you, because we have no prepared text and we're simply trying to explain to you the danger of these secret organizations. Certainly back in 1964, why, of course, Phyllis Schlafly, a president of Eagle Forum, wrote a wonderful book called A Choice Not an Echo, which we still carry, where she talked about the secret meeting that was held back in 1964 on an island off the east coast of the United States, where these people of great wealth were meeting to determine the future of our society. And that is the way that things really work behind the scenes. You think that the American people determine who the president of the United States is going to be? Oh, I, of course, the last time we had a choice was back in 1964 with Barry Goldwater, and they turned the entire media after him, and they published all sorts of things to discredit him. They had psychiatrists who said he was crazy. They said, my goodness, you vote for Barry Goldwater, we're going to be involved in a war in Vietnam. And sure enough, why, of course, people voted for Barry Goldwater. 27 million people voted for him. And the next thing you know, we were involved in a war with Vietnam, but it wasn't because of Barry Goldwater, it was because that's what they were planning all the time. But they couldn't tell the American people that any more than Franklin Delano Roosevelt could tell the American people in 1940 that he was planning on taking us into the Second World War, and he had to lie to the American people because they didn't want to go to war, and the American people didn't want to go to the First World War, and President Wilson had to lie to the American people even though he was committed to taking us into the First World War, and this is the story over and over again. You remember George Bush said, "Why, we were not going to get involved in nation building. We were not going to get involved with other countries. We were going to stay at home here." George Bush was very critical of Bill Clinton for, you know, having involved American troops in Bosnia and Kosovo. And then, of course, when George Bush became president, he carried out the directives of the people who control him, because George Bush doesn't make these decisions. He doesn't write his speeches. He's told what to do, probably in large part by Dick Cheney. And George Bush then got us involved in a war with Afghanistan. And they say, "Oh, well, we had to attack Afghanistan. After all, that's where Osama bin Laden was." But if you read the staff report of the 9/11 Commission report, you'll find that the leaders of Al-Qaeda didn't want an attack on America. If you read the report, you'll find that the Taliban was quite willing to turn Osama bin Laden over to the United States. Or if we would just simply show the evidence against him, or expel him from their country, or send him to another country where he could be tried. But of course, this was not to be allowed. George Bush was carrying out the plan to take us into a war, first of all with Afghanistan. Why are we still fighting in Afghanistan? I mean, after all, we're fighting the Taliban, but we financed the Taliban back in 1994. And if you read George Bush's speech, and you can find it on his website, on the 20th of September, 2001, you'll find out the United States was the largest source of humanitarian financial aid to the Taliban. Why in heaven's name were we financing the wicked Taliban in the year 2001? Well, let's go to Glenda, who's calling, and she wants to talk about the connection between the Bilderbergers and the Carlyle Group. But go ahead, Glenda, what were your thoughts?
If there's any connection with the Carlyle Group, with any of these big organizations like the Bilderbergers, I know that the Carlyle Group gets involved in purchasing huge organizations.
Well, of course, the Carlyle Group was originally organized by James Baker III and a former Secretary of Defense whose name escapes me temporarily, but it will come to me very, very soon. And, of course, Frank Carlucci, I think was his name. And they were the original members of that. And then, of course, they had George Bush. George Herbert Walker Bush was affiliated with them, as was Henry Kissinger. And, of course, then they began taking on other very important people. On the Carlyle Group, the Carlyle Group is a financial organization. I certainly know that James Baker III is one of the leaders of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. I don't know whether he's a member of the Bilderbergers or not. But certainly we know that certainly the Carlyle Group would be subservient to the Bilderbergers, and the Bilderbergers told them what to do, why they would certainly do it.
Well, I just thought it was very interesting. I know that recently they purchased a big, huge organization that involved with home health, hospice, and so forth.
All right. Well, of course, what's really interesting is how Carlyle got started. Carlyle got started by the first thing they did was to buy the rights to the armored personnel carrier that was used. The Bradley Fighting Vehicle was called. This was in the early 1990s, and of course, why would anybody want to buy the rights to the Bradley Fighting Vehicle when we weren't at war? I mean, the only place you could use that would be in the desert warfare. Then, of course, they bought the rights to a mobile howitzer. And those were the first things that they had, because they knew that the war was coming in the Middle East. And, of course, they've sold a lot of Bradleys, and whether they still own it or not, I don't know. But they made a phenomenal amount of money with the howitzer and with the Bradley fighting vehicle. And then they used that money, and, of course, with the help of the oil people from Saudi Arabia, they began expanding. They started, you know, with a few million dollars, and they're up, I don't know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 billion dollars at the present time. One of the largest corporations, and we're talking about a period of 15 years. And it was Frank Carlucci and James Baker III who were the original people in this organization. Hmm. So, well, I mean, they've got friends in high places, believe me.
Yeah, I thought so, and I thought it's interesting that they would become involved in the health care or, you know, end-of-life care, too. You know, that's what hospice is.
Amen to that. Well, I can guarantee you those people won't last very long if Carlucci has his way. I've heard people who know him say they've never known such an evil man.
That's strange, boy. Okay, well, I thank you very much for answering my question, and I feel confident, I mean, now, knowing that I was on the right track.
You're on the right track. Thanks so much for calling, Glenda.
Thank you very much. Again,
our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly there are these people of great wealth. I mean, these people have billions and billions of dollars, and that's how you get invited to attend a meeting of the Bilderbergers, or you may be an up-and-coming political individual, as John Edwards was in 2004 when he was invited, or Bill Clinton was in 1992 when he was invited and selected to become the next President of the United States. And the people that they choose usually, of course, get tremendous support from the media, and as in the case of Bill Clinton, they get them elected, which can be interesting to see what happens to John Edwards in the coming weeks in the Iowa primary and the other primaries there. Right now he's running third among the Democrats, but there's some suggestion that maybe Hillary's popularity is fading a little bit. Obama's relationship to the Muslim faith may influence his electability. We'll just have to wait and see. Who knows what's going to happen to John Edwards, but remember, he is the choice of the Bilderbergers, although he's running third right now in the field, the Democratic nominees for the presidency of the United States. So, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And you say, how could they conceal the existence of, you know, an organization this powerful from the American people? And it's really very simple. You control the media. And here in the United States, 90 to 95% of the major media outlets are controlled by one of five major corporations. That's covered in a great book called The New Media Monopoly, written by Professor Ben Bekdakian, who's been studying this since the early 1980s. He was a professor of journalism at the University of California. At that time, there were 50 mega corporations that controlled the media, and now there are five. And, of course, then they give you the impression, oh, my goodness, Fox Network is conservative. Ladies and gentlemen, that's controlled by Rupert Murdoch. And when he went to school, he had, and you'll find this up on the Internet, we verified it, he had a bust of Lenin that he kept with him all the time. And because of that, he was known by his friends as Rupert the Red. Rupert, meaning his first name, Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch has always been a dedicated liberal, but they've sold him to the American people. They keep telling you how conservative he is, and he financed the American Standard. William Crystal, supposedly a conservative publication, but the sort of conservative publication that would never tell you the whole truth. And, of course, you know, we have, of course, the people on Fox who are supposedly so conservative, but you will never hear the truth about the Bilderbergers. You will never hear the truth about the power structure that rules the world or the spiritual forces that certainly direct them through the regular news outlets. And, of course, you basically have a GE and Westinghouse, and you have Disney, and you have Murdoch, and you have one European corporation, but there are only five mega corporations that really control the media today, and largely determine what you see on television, what you hear on radio, what you read in the books that are published, because they bought up most of the publishers. And yes, there are a few little independent publishers out there, but the major publishing houses have been bought up, and a book on the Bilderbergers simply will not be distributed any more than a book on the Council on Foreign Relations or the Club of Rome or the Trilateral Commission. Why? Because they don't want the American people to know. You're never going to hear about how they're poisoning the minds and fertility of the American people with fluoride in the water through regular channels. Fortunately, we have the Internet where you can get it. They're not going to tell you that one of the reasons for pathological obesity is the aspartame, the NutraSweet they put in our foods, the MSG they put in the foods, and how this impacts on fertility and the mind and is carcinogenic. In early part of the last century, 1 in 33 people would develop cancer during their lives. Today it's 1 in 2 people. Why is that? Why, very, very simply. Because there are too many people in the world, and of course they are doing everything they can to cull the number of people in the world. There really are people who have a different worldview than you and I do. We've got Diane calling in, and of course she wants to talk about Ron Paul's web chess, so if my producer will just simply go ahead and pass Diane through, I will be glad to talk to Diane. Hi, Diane. How are you doing?
Hi. Oh, Dr. Stan, hello.
Yes.
There. I was at your conference. It was wonderful. Question. What would happen to the war chest that Ron Paul is building if he gets through the primaries and doesn't win? Or gets to the primaries and goes into the main election, the general election, but continues to raise money. Would people like Bilderbergers have their eye on that?
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't worry about a few million dollars. No, well, that could be used for other political candidates. Hang on there for just a moment there.
Okay.
All right, Diane, but you asked certainly what would happen to Ron Paul's war chest. Well, let's hope that Ron Paul does win in the primary, and I think it's so amazing here in liberal Santa Cruz where I live. Where do you live, Diane?
Rio Vista.
All right, fine. Well, I'll tell you here, do not have as liberal a community as we do. We are one of the centers of liberalism, and you'll find that on street corners all over Santa Cruz, there are people with their Ron Paul signs. And so if he can get support here, well, I can imagine what it would be across the rest of the country. I think he's caught the imagination of an awful lot of people because, of course, he wants to get back to the Constitution. He wants to limit the power of government. He wants to do away with the Internal Revenue Service and only have, you know, government expenditures for things that are constitutional. He wants to get us out of this futile war over this no-win war that we're involved in over in Iraq. And I think there are an awful lot of people who are going to vote for him when the push comes to shove. And if you're a Democrat or an independent, re-register Republican so you can vote for him. Anything else you want to say, Diane?
Well, just one thing. There was a wonderful movie by John Borman in the 70s called Rollerball. And it was a future sci-fi film. And it was very, very much like things are. And it was heading toward it was a one-world government. And it was James Caan. In the end, the hero, he was becoming the hero. There was not supposed to be any heroes. And in the end, the government feared this one skater. And this it was a death race, the only sport they had. And it actually reminds me very, very much and was very prophetic of where we are now. This is what the government fears.
Well, tell me, what was the name of that movie?
It was Rollerball.
I remember that so well. And was that Paul Newman who played the part?
No, it was James Caan.
It was James. Well, I will tell you that it was the sort of movie that you'll always remember. And yes, they didn't want any heroes. They didn't want anybody who could really win. And they told him he couldn't win the Rollerball game. And he won the game. And, of course, then they had to destroy him.
Exactly. So I just felt that it was a movie way ahead of its time. John Borman. has done wonderful work over the years, and I'm glad you saw it, because I would recommend it too. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Thanks very much, Diane.
All right, fine.
That was Diane, of course, reminding us of a movie from the past about when the dictatorship was established. They didn't want any heroes. They didn't want any winners. They wanted to lull everybody into a sense of being involved in watching sporting events, but you were not supposed to win. We did not want winners and losers. We wanted everybody servile to the government. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney. Today we've been talking about the Bilderbergers, and we actually have a wonderful book on the Bilderbergers. It's called The Bilderbergers. We actually have a DVD on the Bilderbergers. It's called The End Game. It's put out by Alex Jones. We've recommended it because he gets into population control. And we're going to, of course, put together a four-tape set on the Bilderbergers. And we'd hoped we'd have Mr. Tucker, but if we can't have Mr. Tucker, then we probably will use this program as the fourth program. And hopefully then you'll want to, because the book on the Bilderbergers, you'll want to get the DVD on Endgame, and then you'll want to get our fourth tape set. So we do hope that many of you out there will give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Family of Supporters, Radio Liberty Family of Supporters, because we're pretty primarily listener-supported. What we're trying to do is educate people into the fact that there really are supernatural forces, there really are secret societies, there really is a battle between God and Satan. The whole idea of Satan and Lucifer is not theoretical. Lucifer does not have a red suit and horns. He is a force within our society today, and he has literally millions of disciples who are at work within our society to bring about a one-world government and a new world religion. Understand that, of course. Are we going to give you their websites, like lucistrust.org? You can go there and pull down the information and read it. Most of our conservative organizations and Christian organizations are not going to tell you about the spiritual battle. Either they are there, of course, to deceive you, or they're afraid to talk about the truth, because I know many of them know exactly what we're talking about because they read my publications on a regular basis, but for one reason or another, they just don't want to bring out the information. You need to understand, and you need to help us get out, because unless we address the enemy, and if we keep talking about communism being the enemy, communism has been funded since its inception by people in the United States and in Great Britain. And if you doubt that, you need to get our pamphlet called the Communist Capitalist Alliance. That's a little pamphlet, the Communist Capitalist Alliance, the book Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, certainly my book Brotherhood of Darkness, the book The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, and the video DVD by the same title, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. You need to get this information. You need to help us get the truth out. So again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America is under attack today. And then, of course, we hope you'll go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And of course, you can listen to our radio programs there live. You can listen to our radio programs which are archived or on MP3. You can watch many of the DVDs we've done. And incidentally, we are offering and making a special offer once again. If any of you would like to get 25 copies of our DVD on the Brotherhood of Darkness, my story on the secret societies that dominate our world today, and it was the basis upon which my book came to be published. In fact, I was contacted by a publisher who said, "We love your talk. Could you put it into book form?" And that's how Brotherhood of Darkness came about. So if you'd like to get 25 copies of the DVD for $99 plus shipping, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And as soon as we have a dozen or more people who've made the pledge, why then we'll discontinue the offer. But the Brotherhood of Darkness is an excellent story. The DVD, the book, you can see it for nothing up on our webpage. It's there. We have a number of DVDs. We make them available to you at no cost at all because we're trying to educate people about the spiritual battle which is taking place today. And so we certainly ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.